think it was in the established in the thing 19, the latter part of 1915 or 16, we had coal oil lamps that came in with carbide lights, I think 1960.
Were they dangerous?
No, we never had any trouble with them. The plant was set off quite a ways from the house, but we never had any danger. Never had any trouble with it at all. But a woman's work in those days was drudgery.
It was real work.
And no let up. Mother worked on a very definite schedule. I don't think that was so in very many homes, but you knew on Friday what you'd have to eat. You knew on Thursday what you'd have. She had a schedule worked out on food menu. And we always had the same day a week. I don't think there's very many Fridays went by we didn't have chicken. It was about the only meat you could cook in the heat of the summer. Because you had no way of keeping fresh meat at all.
Chicken is a good-sized animal.
Yes, it is. I could put in her name or schedule yet, but she cooked. It worked out nice for her, I think. Some people didn't like that routine. But, one day a week of the same kind of food shouldn't be bad, which wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned she did the washing. Did she do anything with the clothes after they were washed?
Just the same as even that, those set irons, as they called them then. Flat iron, set on top of the stove to heat. And that was hot work and hot days to some boys. I don't know how they. We've got awful softer. I don't know how they stood it. They're a whole lot harder than we are today. I don't think we take it.
I think they were a lot wiser, too.
Yes, they were. They're more wiser in a lot of ways, more temperate.
They didn't buy the frills. They got something to do a job and not to do a job in shine and gleaming.
That's right.
Did your mother have a basket or anything to carry the clothes out?
Yes, sir. Not much, you know, different we see today. The basket is about maybe not the toy. The one that I helped carry so many times had the handle was just an opening in the top, what you might call the top rail of the weaving. Nowadays they have the handle come up higher, but it's just an old weave baskets. Clothes all dried on the clothesline. No way of drying them in the house.
You mentioned that your mother swept. What did she sweep with?
Just the common room.
Where did she keep that?
Well, you're asking things that I hadn't even thought of for so many years. In the first days I can remember back, I think it was kind of kept behind one of the doors.
Mm-hmm. That seemed to be the standard place for the broom, out of the way.
Yes, as I remembered, they didn't have a broom closet. And later, as we added on, of course, this porch, room out on the porch, it kept them. But on that early day, I think it was always in the corner behind the door.
You mentioned the porch. Was that called anything else?
No, sir. No, I've heard it called in other localities, not here. It's always a porch.
Around Shawnee, I heard stoop.
Is that so?
That sounds very Pennsylvania.
Yes, it does. I haven't heard it in this kind of veranda. I've heard that called, but not in this locality. No veranda.
How did you get up to your second story?
Just a stairway. It was a wooden stairway. It was a closed stairway. The early stairway, they had a door at the bottom. We went up a dark hallway. Today, the stairway out there is open stairway.